Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Ketholeno. Governor La Ganesan has assured to prioritize development of Noklak district and foster unity for a brighter future. Addressing a public gathering during a visit to Noklak district yesterday, the governor called upon citizens to actively engage in shaping the state's progress. He also highlighted the importance of collaboration between local communities, civil societies, and the government to address challenges and create a sustainable roadmap for the future. Governor Ganesan acknowledged the challenging terrain of road connectivity, but lauded the progress in road construction by PWD and NHIDCL. He assured that border areas will soon be well connected. Addressing the pressing issue of drug abuse, particularly among youths as a major societal challenge, he urged civil societies and law enforcement agencies to intensify efforts to check drug inflow in the border area. The governor also encouraged District Health Authority to undertake wide awareness and action to implement various health schemes available for the masses. Advisor for School Education and SCERT, Dr. Kekril Hulie Hyome, has said that the Nagaland Board of School Education is moving progressively and systematically, dealing with new educational policies while rapidly adapting to the needs of the students in the modern world. He was speaking at the Golden Jubilee celebration of the NBSC yesterday in Kohima. Dr. Hyome emphasized on the need to introduce more vocational subjects to the curriculum. He highlighted the efforts being made to ensure that the educational system adheres to the need of making students employable. Chairman of Assam State School Education Board, R.C. Jain, said that the NBSC has been guided by a vision to create an inclusive and creative environment, one that encourages intellectual curiosity, fosters moral values, and builds character. Editor Tir Yim Yim K. Timjan Jamir has opined that a significant issue that society faces today is the alarming spread of fake news, which misinforms public and misleads even responsible individuals. Speaking at the National Press Day observed by Dimapur Press Club yesterday, he underscored how the press can act as a mediator by listening to each side impartially and presenting positions without bias. Despite the nature of the press having evolved, Mr. Jamir said that its purpose remains unchanged. He added that the only difference lies in the speed of dissemination and breadth of coverage. Publisher of the Morung Express, Dr. Akum Longchari, called journalists and field reporters to prioritize facts over feelings and added that when society is built on feelings rather than facts, its policies, analysis, and understanding are driven by emotion. He underscored that the concept of breaking news no longer applies to newspapers as this responsibility has shifted to digital media. Towards this, Mr. Longchari said, newspapers or traditional media must reinvent themselves by focusing on what digital media cannot achieve. Kiffiri Deputy Commissioner Temsawati Longkumar has said that cooperative societies serve the interests of the self-help and mutual groups to provide goods and services to the consumers at reasonable cost. He was speaking at the 71st All India Cooperative Week celebration under the theme Role of Cooperative in Building Viksit Bharat in Kiffiri yesterday. He encouraged societies to bring out goods that are productive in our land and mentioned items like king chili, chili, potato, millet, ginger, handicrafts, among others. The DC asked them to work together to grow and learn from one another. And Nagaland Public Service Commission has informed that second list of written results of the Combined Technical Services Examination 2024 who have qualified for Viva Voce have been declared. It informed that the Viva Voce will begin from 27th November onwards. Selected candidates have been asked to submit attested or self-attested copies along with the originals of documents from 19th November. The NPSC also informed that the candidates can access results from the Commission's notice board and website at www.npsc.nagaland.gov.in. With that, we come to the end of morning news. Have a nice day.